You are best known as being in Queen, but your musical experience is vast, and you know you've been in the business for a long time. But I can't let you go without asking you what it was like being in the band in the heyday. I mean, they were huge, weren't you?
Yeah, it was amazing. We were incredibly lucky, and you know, sometimes I still wake up and pinch myself and think, did that really happen?
Yeah.
It's still happening. It's incredible. You know, 40 years later, any country in the world, people know what we are and what we represent, and it is incredible. Mm. And I'm not, you know, I don't take it for granted. I think it's a wonderful thing that happened to us.
I mean, I guess when you first started out in your days of Queen, did you ever think that sort of all these decades later you'd still be performing live, still be involved in music?
I don't know what I thought, really. I had no idea. You know, as a boy, I couldn't see further than playing in London. You know, I had no idea there were such places as Madison Square Garden and the Buddha Khan in Tokyo and all, you know, the incredible things we did, you know, in South America, the football stadiums. None of that was on my horizon. So it was all a bonus, really.